Good morning. It's 7:36 a.m. Tuesday, May the 8th, 2018. It's a Tuesday. So yeah, this month used to be every other day, so I can't seem to keep it together 2 days running. Yesterday was a scheduling problem. Today, however, 7 o'clock, my little reminder came up and I said, yes, 7 o'clock. Walking is what I want to do right now. So stop whatever it is that you think you're doing and go do your walk. I'm not breaking any land speed records here, but I am walking. I'm not going to talk about this morning. I have no thing to talk about. Well, the lilacs are out in full force now. Everywhere there are lilacs, they're all blossomed up. Grass is all green. Not all the trees are fully leafed out yet, but all of them are showing at least a little bit of green. There's some lilacs that are not bushed out. Oh, that's because they're not lilacs. It's odd they look like lilacs. Wonder what they are. I'm not making any modern speed today. I didn't get any sleep last night, or very little. I'm having some difficulty with ADHD. And it's obvious by the lack of walking, the ability to do the things that I really want to do, because I'm busy doing something else instead. And I don't seem to be able to make that shift, like to put the game down and go walk, or pay attention to the time so I know when to fix dinner. The dinner hour around my house is typically between 5 and 6. Maybe it's between 6 and 7. And that's almost exclusively due to the fact that I can't seem to remember what time it is, or to pay attention to what time it is in order to get dinner ready on time. And we have the ubiquitous and ever-present problem of reaching into the cupboard for the thing that isn't there, that I need to make the dinner I'm planning on making. So that's always a challenge. And my therapist suggested that perhaps it's stress. I don't know what I have to be stressed about. Other than the normal level of stress, which on a scale of 1 to 5, from 1 being, or 1 to 10, with 1 being sitting on the beach on vacation for a week. And 10 being, oh my God, I'm going to kill somebody. It doesn't usually register as stress until I'm already at the stage of 9 or 10 where I'm pulling my hair out and rending my own flesh in frustration. Frustration is probably the biggest stressor. I'm not exactly sure why. But I do notice that I'm frustrated most of the time. In large part because there are these things I want to do and I don't do them. So it's kind of a spiral issue. Is it depression? That's the other question. That's one we didn't actually talk about yesterday. It's possible, but really, it's not really likely. It doesn't present as depression. It doesn't present as, I don't want to do anything. I just want to crawl in a hole and sleep or whatever. And it's not that. It's definitely not that. But the frustration from not walking, the frustration from not putting this next book to bed, I mean, it needs to be driven over to its home and tucked in. Oh, this is a friend with her Scotty dog. I haven't seen her in a long time. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
The dog, as usual, is very interested in me, but at least he's not barking this time. I'm just taking the morning in. It is, I'm not really thinking about. It's just sort of ideas drifting through my brain, and they go by so fast I don't have the time to even mention them, to think about them, to talk about them. It's just a lot like my meditation. The ideas come and go so fast that I'm not, it's sort of like a driving down the highway and looking out at the side and seeing the landscape go by. The only thing you can really see is the stuff that's at a distance. The only things you can really see are not right beside the road. Right at the moment, I appear to be focused right alongside the road. The sun is up. It's pretty warm. It's going to be another good day today. It's going to be a hot day. I'm going to get the sprinkler started. Get ready. Sit with me. Blog post. It's a nice little bit of shade. Well, the advantage of going earlier morning, particularly in the summer, is that it's cooler. And there's shade because the sun hasn't gotten around very far yet. It'll keep going north for another month or so. I think one of the summer solstices. Must be the end of June. June 22nd or so. Those people have air conditioning going already. I didn't think it was that hot. Beauty. Just faintly. Faintly aromatic, this group of, and here's a deep purple one. No? Not particularly aromatic. Interesting. Some of them smell really good, some of them don't really smell at all. Somebody's having a bit of a squabble here this morning. So yeah, today is Tuesday. I have to remember to put the milk order out tonight. I have to get some writing done. I have to go to the grocery store this morning. I need to spend a little quality time with the book. But the day is off on the right foot. I'm up, I'm walking, I'm moving. I'll be home by 8. Pretty sure. I have 6 minutes to get home by 8. And I'm 18 minutes in, so yeah, I'm not gonna be. I'll be home by 8. Time to think about breakfast. Listening to the red-winged blackbirds down in the swamp. is the last street. I'm coming up to my back gate. So it feels better. I feel better having done the walk than I did before I started, so that's a good thing. We'll see how this works out over the course of the day. See if I can keep this positive momentum going. But for now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.